Chris, wake up. All right, turn to Proverbs chapter 26. Do I need this? I don't need that. I just need this. Is everybody there yet? Getting there? Chapter 26. We're almost done. We got five more weeks. We're doing one chapter a week. And so I'm almost there. There we go. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you for this morning. Lord, as we sung that you may be lifted high in our hearts and in our love and our life. God, I pray that you would consume us this morning. Teach us to grow up into maturity. Lord, help us to realize maturity isn't an age factor. It's basically a decision factor. Help us to make that decision to walk and follow you and live and act accordingly. And by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the inspiration of your loving grace, we can do this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I would venture to guess that it would be to your parents' horror if you're like 22 years old, you come home from college one day and you knock on your parents' door and they open up the door and they say, "Son, daughter, how are you?" And you go, "Goo goo ga ga." And you have your little blankie or your teddy bear and you have a bottle clutched in one hand and you go, "Goo goo ga ga, mama." They were like, "What happened? You're 22 years old. You're supposed to be mature. And you're acting like a little two-year-old." And, you know, the hope of every parent is that you would grow up and become mature. And that's this morning's message, is lessons from my father, how to act mature. But, you know, the cool thing is maturity isn't an age factor. It's a decision factor. You guys could be a lot more mature than 20-year-olds just by the decisions that you make, by the choices that you make. And so, and the hope is that your maturity begins the day that you're born. When you're born, you learn to recognize who your mama is. You know where the food is. You know where all the love and care is, mama and daddy. And as you get older, you know, you depend upon your mama or your parents to feed you and to clothe you. And as you get older, you're becoming a little more dependent, but you're still very dependent. And here you are in mid-high. And I trust that when you guys eat, your mom doesn't have to feed you with a spoon, right? You could do it on your own, right? Please say yes. Unless you break both of your arms, and in that case, they'll feed you. But you grow in maturity. I'll bet you, did any of your moms dress you this morning? No, you probably chose your own. She might have said, like, "I want you to wear this today because it's clean." At your age? Oh, goodness. You know, I mean, so as you grow up, hopefully, you know, you break away from that. And so this is all the part of your process, is growing in maturity. Now that you're in mid-high, do you think there is greater expectations set upon you now than when you were in the first grade? Yeah, I would hope so. You know, in the first grade, your parents are still kind of like making you do stuff. And mid-high, hopefully you're taking more and more responsibility around the house and doing chores. Do your parents give you chores? You know, and hopefully you do them without having to be yelled at. Right? I'm told a gazillion times. And so, in this morning's message, we're going to learn about maturity. So in this morning's message, we're going to look at some sound lessons Solomon learned from his father David. First of all, Solomon is going to go back to our old tired friend, the lazy man, or the sluggard, or the, what's the other word I used? Can you remember? The loafer. Yeah, I remember my dad, when I was in mid-high, he used to tell me, son, are you going to loaf around all day? yeah, there's nothing to do. So, well, we're going to look at the loafer. And first of all, one of the marks of somebody who is immature or immaturity is making excuses. And we're going to look at this loafer who makes excuses. Secondly, we're going to learn the loafer is immature and simply lazy, unmotivated, unwilling to move a finger. And so, in this, we're going to learn there's one day mommy can't do everything for you. You're going to have to take responsibility. And thirdly, we're going to learn that the loafer is full of folly. He is unteachable. And so we need to be teachable to grow in maturity. And we first learn from God, our Father. That's the first sign of maturity, learning from Him, your parents, and the teachers that God has placed in your life. And so let's look at verses 13 through 16 together, okay? Now, remember in Proverbs, Solomon paints these interesting pictures to clue our minds onto something. Let's read verse 13. The lazy man says, there's a lion in the road, a fierce lion in the streets. Now, what do you notice about verse 13? Who is talking? What is that guy called? The lazy man, the loafer. That's the first description that Solomon makes of this guy. He's lazy. Now, a mature person is one who's able to make mature decisions to do something. And here this guy is making an excuse. Now, what is his lame excuse? There's a lion in the road. Yeah. And you think, what's that's no excuse. I ain't going out there if there's a lion. But here, what kind of guy is he? He's a lazy guy. He's just making an excuse. I couldn't do my homework because the pencil lead broke and we don't have a pencil sharpener. How many of you guys use that excuse? Yeah, see, me too. But we're going to grow in maturity and we're going to say, well, I'm going to do whatever I can to get my homework done. I'm going to try to quit making excuses. And, you know, a lot of us do that, you know. My biggest excuse when I was in elementary school, and there was no excuse, and I was lucky I wasn't my own dad. You know, my dad wasn't there to kick me in the pants. But if I was there, I would have kicked myself in the pants. And my biggest excuse was, I don't remember if you remember the comedian Steve Martin. I forgot. I forgot. You know, and the truth of the matter is I wanted to forget. I didn't want to do that homework. But as we grow in responsibility, you got to do it. Now, Miss Sam, when she was in college, did her mama have to call her up and say, honey, did you do your homework? No, she did it. Right? Please say yes.
Okay. I always do my homework.
Always do your homework. And so don't make excuses. Let's look at something else. You know, it makes the lazy man's one who makes excuses about his shortcoming or laziness. Now, David, when he saw the lion and the bear, what did he do? Do you remember the story? Say it again. He killed him. There's no excuses there. A lion? let's kill them. You know, I mean, let's go and do something about it. You know, he took initiative, and that's a good sign of maturity, taking initiative, taking, you know, in the old days they used to call it gumption, you know. That boy's got gumption. He goes out and he does something about it. He gets it done, and so that's maturity. Now, let's personalize it. When you're assigned a chore at home, do you do it? Yeah, I know. It's tough. It's like, you know, I think of the day my daughters want a dog, and I'm thinking, well, they're not quite old enough to have a dog yet, because they're going to have to take care of that little dog. And part of taking care of that little dog is picking up the dew, and that's, you have to do that, right? Yes, she's a dog owner. And that's maturity. Now, a mature, responsible person, like some folks in the neighborhood that I've seen, they have a dog and they let the dog do become a big giant doo-doo mountain. And it stinks and it goes over the wall and you go into your own backyard and you're going, oy vey, it stinks. A mature person takes care of it right away. Right? Take care of those things. You don't have to be told by your mama that it stinks. You already know it stinks, so get it done. That's maturity. Taking action before you're told a gazillion times. You know you have to do it. Don't wait to be told to do it. Just get it done. That's maturity. And that's where I think God will bless you for that. And this will do you well at school and your work life in the future. Because if you're shown you're a responsible person and you get things done, and let's say when you're in the job, you're going to be given more responsibility. People are going to trust you to get things done. And you know what happens in our culture when you're good at that. You'll end up getting promoted and you'll end up making more money and you'll be a little bit more happier. Because you have more money and probably more bills, but, you know, that's another story. And so, you know, learn to be responsible. Now, also we said personalize. What about school? Did you realize that most good students aren't good? They're good students because they're not lazy. It's not because they're smarter than somebody else. Now, some people are gifted in their mind, but I know people who are gifted and they're lazy and they do nothing what's inside their head. But most of us, if we're a good student, it's because we work at it. We do our homework. It's like Sam, I do my homework all the time. You got it.
And if you do a little bit at a time, it doesn't pile up. So.
Yep. It takes, and sometimes you have to work your tail off at it. Let's say you're not getting a concept in school. Do your homework. Work hard at it. And if you still don't get it, ask for help. That's maturity. A mature person will say, I don't get it. I need help. They don't give up. They don't say, I just can't learn it. There's no use. A mature person says, I don't get it and I need help and I'm going to hammer my head against the wall until I get it. They don't give up easy. That's maturity. And so you can all be a good student. You just got to work hard at it. And when you take responsibility, and let's say you do blow it. Let's say your parents gave you a chore and you just like, that Nintendo game just sucked you in and you forgot. You just got sucked in by Nintendo. Don't make an excuse, take responsibility. Just say, you know, you're right, I should have done it, I got sucked in by my Nintendo game and that's wrong. And it would have been better if I would have done my chores first and then play my Nintendo game or... You fill in the blank. Yeah, really. They would probably go, and you know what? And I say these words because I was the worst one. I mean, I was bad. And, you know, I know all the excuses. I was an excuse maker. But, you know, I grew up out of it, and you can too. And you could be mature right now by making those decisions. You know, like you get up out of bed, make your bed. Wow, that would be something. You see those clothes on the floor? Don't just leave them in the pile. Put them in the hamper or the laundry or wherever you're supposed to put it. Wow, wouldn't that be something? You start doing that and your mom will go, I wonder what's up. They'll probably sit down, okay, what do you want? Well, now that you mention it, you know, take responsibility. You know, if your job is emptying the dishwasher, you know, as soon as it's done, try to beat your parents from telling you to do it. That'll be a new game you can have. You know, beat the parent or something, you know, like beat them before they tell you. Say, go do this. It's already done. You know, what? Okay, so now let's look at another immaturity trait, laziness. Laziness. Let's see this guy. He's funny. The loafer's immaturity. Let's look at verse 14. Here's the word picture. As the door turns on its hinges, so does the lazy man on his bed. The lazy man buries his hand in the bowl and it wearies him to bring it back to his mouth. It's such hard work. Well, did you hear the sound of the door? Can you hear it creaking? And you're sleeping in bed all day. You know, just moving around, lazy. And it's an annoying sound. Laziness is annoying. I think even laziness is annoying to other lazy people. You know, I mean, boy, if what ticks us off at home as parents, you know, this is my wife and I, is when our daughters are just lazy. I'm too tired. You know, they're over here playing, making a huge mess. I'm too tired to clean up my mess. Well, you weren't too tired to make it. Why can't you be too tired to clean it? And so let's not be lazy, okay? Did you hear his snoring? He's just sleeping all day, not doing anything. The mature person gets things done. He gets it done. I think of my friend Luigi. I always have this picture of him because I used to teach a Bible study in his house, and it was before I got married. And he was a good example to me of a man who wasn't lazy. He owned his own business. He was his barber. And what's cool about Luigi, he used to give me free haircuts. And he would give me free haircuts in his house. You know, he'd bring out his barber kit, hey, let me give you a haircut. But the thing I see about Luigi, he would come home, and he was like this whirlwind. He comes in the house and he's talking to his wife and he's cleaning the fish tank. He's just busy around the house getting things done. And that's cool. And, you know, let that be your habit. You know, probably the best thing for you to do is you get home from school, you know, get your snack and get your homework done. Get it done right away before it gets too late and you really do get tired. Or, you know, get those things done. Let's look at the annoying sound of whininess in verse 15. The lazy man buries his hand in the bowl and it wearies him to bring it back to his mouth. Can you hear him? It's too hard. I can't do it. Mommy, would you do it for me? I'm too tired. You know, and we all have done that. We all, even us parents, as older people, sometimes we're just too tired to get it done. And, you know, the thing is, you know, we need to get it done. This person is too lazy to feed himself. Imagine that. My mama used to worry about us going hungry when we were kids, that we would, like, starve to death. And I remember my aunt told her, she goes, don't worry, those boys will find food. And it's true. I I don't think I ever went hungry a day of my life where I thought I was going to die. Okay? Let's not be lazy. You know, an immature person will try to pass the buck on to someone else instead of taking responsibility. Mommy will do it for me, or daddy will do it, or my brother will do it for me instead of you taking action yourself. If it's your responsibility, you do it. Okay. And by the way, your parents did not bribe me to teach this, okay? This was in Proverbs chapter 26, okay? I'm not picking on anybody, all right? But maybe God is picking on you. The loafers, let's get the loafers' immature folly. This is the fourth time that the lazy guy is mentioned. So let's read it. The lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. So did you catch the attitude? What's that lazy man's attitude? Thinks he's better. He's what? Better than everyone. Anything else? Smarter, cocky. What else? Egotistical. What?
That's probably why he's so lazy.
Yeah. I'm so smart, I don't have to learn. Yeah, that's right. I'm self-smarted. There's this video, and I wanted to get it, and I think it is so funny. It's like I think it's a spoof, but it shows this guy, and he has all these tattoos, and he's kind of, you know, looks like a person who belongs in jail because he's in jail, and he's talking about that, I don't need to learn anything. I'm self-smarted. And he talks about all the marijuana he smokes, and I mean it's hilarious, but that's the way this lazy man. I'm so smart. I don't need to be told what to do. I don't need any instructions. I could do whatever I want because I'm clever and I'm smart. And the guy's really. Yeah, you said, I was going to say idiot, but retarded's good. He's foolish. Now, God doesn't want his children to be foolish, right? No. He wants you to be wise. And so the lazy man is wiser in his own eyes. He is so blindsided by his foolishness, he can't even recognize it. Everybody else recognizes it. That's why there's seven guys trying to tell him, hey, dude, get a clue. No, I don't need it. Everybody sees his foolishness except for him. And that's the worst thing, is to be so deceived and blindsided by our own foolishness. I mean, that's horrible. So ask God to open our eyes so we're not that way. And so, guys, let this be true with you. See, you're in mid-high right now, and you're getting to the point where you can make some decisions that could be pretty much life-altering. Really. You know, hanging out with the wrong kids who influence you to do the wrong things. That could be a life-changing decision. It could set the course of your life, set the course of decisions that you may make. And your parents may say, I don't want you hanging out with Johnny Rotten. But Johnny Rotten's cool. You know, he's really cool. You just don't know him. And they know what's best because sometimes your parents have a thing called discernment. That means they got a sense of things. And they might say, that kid is not good for you. Don't hang out with him. You know what? It would do you well to listen to him. Or as you get older and you start dating and your parent says, I don't want you hanging out with that boy. He's Johnny Rotten. Oh, but he's so cute, you know. And you get so, oh, and you lose discernment and you end up making a huge mistake, a broken heart, or worse consequences. You need to listen to your parents. Same thing with you guys. You see that girl, you know, and guys, we're the worst. We lose discernment by by the sight of things. We need to be grounded on God's word and what he says. Because, you know, you might end up like Samson and ended up with Delilah, and all you're going to do is end up losing your life. Yes, sir. She's supposed to be what?
Ninth
grade?
Yeah, and I went out with him. And my brother said don't do it, but I did it anyways. Like a week later, she said she was pregnant. And I was like, no, I didn't do it. I did not do it.
Well, you shouldn't be participating in any of those activities. Period.
I was shaking.
No, you don't, because don't do it. You're too immature. You're not even married. But there are consequences to those types of actions. Your parents tell you for a reason, or your pastor may say, you know what, this person's not a Christian, but he's so cute or she's so beautiful. And you're unequally yoked and you want to follow Christ, and this person really is going to follow his own desires and eventually the desires of the devil. And you're not going in the same direction. That's why you must marry another Christian, because you could be headed in the same direction with a like-mindedness. And so, take this instruction. You know, your parents and God is trying to protect your soul. He wants the best for you. And so it's best to wait. Until, especially with sexual activity, until you're married. You're not missing anything. When you get married, have fun. It'll be a blessing. Really. I'm talking from experience. We waited till we got married. It was awesome. Okay? And so, wait until you're married. But follow the instructions of your parents. They're only there trying to protect your soul. Absolutely right. Absolutely.
They're not just telling you because, you know, they want you to not have fun.
Absolutely. It's so true. So I would venture most of your parents probably weren't raised in a Christian home like you guys have been. But they've been there, done that. And, you know, and let's not fall into foolishness of, well, I won't know until I experience it myself. You know, come on, get a clue. You don't have to touch fire to know it's hot. I mean, it's like, hello. So, grow to be mature in Christ, and you will grow to be mature in life. When you're mature in the things of the Lord, you'll be mature in the things of life. I knew this young lady, and we went to her funeral last week. And when I first met her, she was like 15 years old or 14. And when I was told what her age was, I was like, you got to be. She was so mature in the things of the Lord. God, you know, maturity is faithfully trying to obey God and having your desires to do what God requires. That's maturity. Now, maturity doesn't mean that you're perfect. Maturity means that you want to do the things of God. You know, maturity is not a mark of age. It's marked by loving obedience and a desire to do God's will. And you can be that person at your young age. You can act more maturely than a 40-year-old guy in that church over there who just came to know the Lord. You know, he might have it all together financially and professionally, but his decision-making process may not be marked by loving obedience to God, where yours can. That's maturity. Having a desire to do what God requires or what to do his will, that's maturity. Not a lot of grown-ups can say they do that, but you can do that at this young age. And so it's not... Maturity is not a mark of age. It's marked by those things. And so, let us grow in maturity in Christ by our faithful obedience. and the desire to do God's will in our life. Not just you, but me too, and Sam, and all of us in this room. We can be mature in Christ by doing that. You know what's kind of weird? God's ways are kind of upside down. Have you ever noticed that? If you lose your life, you will find it. It's kind of upside down. The greatest of all is the servant of all. You know, the world will say the greatest in the kingdom is the one who tells everybody what to do. And Jesus says, no, the greatest in the kingdom was the one who's the servant, who serves everybody. And, you know, we got it all wrong. You know, the greatest person in this church are the janitors, and we don't even recognize it. Because they're serving everybody. They're cleaning toilets and vacuuming and mopping and doing all those things. And we think, uh-oh. But God says they're the greatest in the kingdom. That's what Jesus did. He came, God of glory, to this earth to serve you. And God still serves you. You woke up this morning, didn't you? You have breath. God always serves us. And so, as I said, the upside down kingdom is, as in human life, maturity is marked by dependence from your parents. You know, you're not relying on your parents as you get older. But in God's kingdom, maturity is becoming more dependent upon God, becoming more and more dependent. And that's an awesome thing. Because when you're more dependent upon God, you're going to make wise and mature decisions in life. So let me give you your application. I got three of them. First of all, take responsibility for your mistakes. That's maturity. Take responsibility. Don't make excuses. Second one is take responsibility to do what you know is right. And what I mean by that is, if you know you need to do your homework, do your homework. If you have chores your parents gave you, do those chores without having been told a gazillion times. Get it done. Take responsibility. Take responsibility to learn and listen in this order. First, learn to listen to God and do what he says. Listen to your parents. And listen to the teachers God has placed in your life. Take responsibility in doing those things. And you'll grow in maturity. Now, let's pray. Well, Holy Father, we thank you and praise you for just your counsel, Father, that you're a loving Father that desires that we grow in your ways, and not just these kids, myself and Sam and everyone in this room, that you want us to grow in maturity, to make mature decisions by faith. And Lord, transform us. Help us not to be lazy. Help us to be diligent, but to be diligent with a godly enthusiasm, a godly attitude, knowing that we're being pleasing to you and bringing joy to your heart by our taking responsibility and mature decisions. And so, Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, by heaven's fire, I pray, Lord, you would anoint us to do these things. In your name, in Jesus' name I pray, amen.